SBS Radio.
Hi, Lior.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, and thanks for joining us here on SBS Radio.
Pleasure.
Exciting times as we are getting ready for FOJEM, the Festival of Jewish Arts and Music, an improved version of Sheer Madness Festival, which was running both in Sydney and Melbourne for the last few years. So tell us first about yourself and your involvement in the festival.
So I am the Artistic Director of the Festival of Jewish Arts and Music, called FOJEM, and my partner is Jesse Lubitz, and he's the festival producer, and together we took over Sheer Madness from Deborah Conway and Willie Zigger, who established the festival in Melbourne over the last 4 years. And we have this year moved it to the Melbourne Recital Centre, and we've themed it, Walk on the Wild Side, and every year we'll do it a different theme. And we also have expanded it into the arts, so we will incorporate many art forms as we go along year on year, but this year we've got storytelling, dance, music predominantly, and also some drag. And I can tell you as well, we have 135 artists and 4 stages. We will be doing the festival over one day, and we have 7 internationals coming, 5 of which I believe are from Israel. They're not all living in Israel now, but 5 who were either born in Israel or spent the majority of their life there.
Okay, that sounds interesting. Tell us more about the Israeli artists.
There's one of the headliners is Noga Erez, who's an electronic music producer. She's really popular in Israel, in Tel Aviv, in America, even in Australia, in Melbourne, on Double J. She had Album of the Week in 2017. She's got a new song out. She's a very incredible songwriter and voice, dealing with, you know, the challenging issues Israel's facing, and she deals with it in her music. We've got Tal Cohen, who's an incredible jazz pianist from Israel. There's Mary Ocha, who's an avant-garde Russian-Israeli multi-instrumentalist who's going to be performing on piano and also doing a DJ set, and she spent most of her life in Israel as well. There's also Aviv Shalem, a drag queen from Israel who grew up in a religious household, and now their stage name is Assis Dorange, and Assis is a fruitarian and a peace activist and interested in fashion and politics and the environment and peace. And it will be performing an incredible work called The Carrot, as well as doing some pop-up performances at the festival. And we'll also be on one of our panels about art, identity and nationhood. One of the other Israeli artists that I'm very excited about presenting their work is called Israel Aloni, who's based partly in Sweden and partly in Melbourne now, and they are presenting a 45-minute contemporary dance work, which is solo, and they will be fully nude. It's going to be an incredible piece. We're also going to have a lockout, so once you go in, you know, you won't be able to come in late, and this is one that's really walking on the wild side as Israel is looking at how our identity is expressed through our physical gesture and how we move, whether or not that's something that runs through our DNA and our history. And that is it in terms of the Israeli artists. There are other people with Israeli connections, obviously, but it was really important to us to get the Israeli community on board and to actually showcase how incredible the arts and music scene is in Israel and what's going on there. And we want to make sure that every year we're bringing artists from Israel.
Wow, such a great lineup. And Lior, what motivated you to take on such a huge project?
Well, Deborah and Willie came to us and they said, would you like to take over? And we thought about it, and it took us a long time to figure out whether or not we could do it and make it work. And we run an events company and artist management company, and so we had to think about whether or not we could do this big festival in the way that we wanted to do it, and we really started to get very excited about the idea that the community needs it, and that we felt very passionate about the fact that this is something that the community hasn't seen before, and we wanted it to be a festival for everybody, and maybe, you know, showcasing artists and hearing voices that haven't been heard before. And often that's the best platform outside the media and politics for people to actually express their ideas and talk about the things that are meaningful to them is through music and art. And we decided that it was a really important thing to do, and we have loved it, and it's been really challenging. But we hope that lots of people come, and we hope that lots of Israelis come. Someone said something interesting to us the other day that, you know, if the word Jewish is in it, a lot of Israelis won't necessarily, living in Melbourne, won't necessarily respond and think that that's an event for them. So we want this to be a festival that connects and communicates to people that feel connected to their identity in ways that maybe there has not been an event for them before.
So who are you expecting to see on the day, or what type of audience would you like to see arriving at the festival, as it has many elements like the drag queen, for example?
Well, we are hoping that this festival appeals to people who love movies, they love music, they love dance, they love theatre, they love drag, and they are interested in culture and interested in cultures that they're connected to or they might not be connected to and not know anything about. For us, that's really exciting. And just like people go to see a Spanish film festival or So Frenchy, So Chic, that people come to FOJAM and try the food and listen to the music and see an Israeli drag queen and hear Hebrew and hear Yiddish and hear klezmer, but also hear Lou Reed and independent songwriters from Australia and from Germany and from LA, and together that they sort of sense that the full mix is all part of being Jewish.
And all of that is packed in only one day.
Correct.
And this year it's all happening in the center of Melbourne, the Arts Precinct, which could attract even more people.
We hope so, yes. We really hope that by being in the Arts Precinct in the center of Melbourne, we will attract people who are from all walks of life and want to connect and experience and celebrate Jewish culture in all its different forms, and we think that it's going to be a positive thing and make it a more inclusive event.
Let's remind our listeners, when is it happening?
Sunday the 8th of September, Melbourne Recital Centre. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. so that you can get your tickets, have a coffee and get organised. And the Welcome to Country and the first shows will start at 11 o'clock in the morning. And the last show will finish at 11 o'clock at night.
So do I still have to buy the full ticket if I want to see, let's say, only a few of the shows?
We do have half-day tickets. We have a daytime and an evening, because we don't expect that everybody wants to go to a festival for 12 hours. So there are six-hour tickets as well.
Right, that's great. Lior Albeck-Ripka, the Artistic Director of FOJAM. Thanks for the info, and I hope we see lots and lots of visitors coming to the Festival of Jewish Arts and Media.
I hope so. Thank you so much.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.